I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of the Wall Street Journal. Step is a stirring documentary about a female step dancing team in an inner city high school. The team's captain, a senior named Blessin' Giraldo, says, "We're making music with our bodies. That's like slick stuff." The girl's passion to excel is palpable, and the film fulfills its inspirational function by summoning up time-tested elements: the big competition, the underdog competitors, the stumbles and self-doubts along the way. But the filmmaker, Amanda Lippitz, has other urgent concerns: the importance of higher education, the intricate steps that some of these girls must master to find their way out of poverty or fractured families. That's smart stuff. The film has its priorities unwaveringly straight. The team calls itself the Lethal Ladies of BLSYW. The lethal part needs no explanation once you've seen them in action. These young women perform a weaponized version of the stylized routines that grew out of African tribal dancing. The acronym stands for Baltimore Leadership School for Young Women, an apparently exemplary charter school with an almost all-black student body. Blessin is the team's founder as well as its leader and the film's most affecting presence. She's cheerleader pretty with a dimpled smile, but hurt and anger lurk behind her facade of good cheer. And no wonder. Sometimes the refrigerator at home is empty. Her mother, Geneva, is chronically depressed and rarely leaves the house. Although Blessin's devotion to the team is intense, she gets so angry with its uncertain progress that she's afraid she'll start beating up some of her teammates. What's more, her grades are in the tank. She's going to be amazing, but we've got to wrangle her, a teacher tells Geneva, who has managed to get to Blessin's classroom on report card day. Some of the girls need wrangling, others don't. Blessin rallies against heavy odds. Corey Granger, the class valedictorian and a serious scholar, wants to go to Johns Hopkins, but that's out of the question given the school's $50,000 a year tuition unless she gets a full scholarship. Her life hasn't been easy. For me and my family, Corey says, in a sweetly roundabout way, the idea of comfortability has been cyclical. The film's best moment may be when she opens what turns out to be an acceptance letter and says, "You know, Hopkins likes a certain type of people, and I didn't know I was one of them." Step doesn't sidestep the promise of its seeming premise, the drama of step dancing competitions, culminating in the lethal ladies giving a sensational performance. What's so memorable about Amanda Lippitz's documentary, though, is its privileged view of not privileged students trying to dance well, learn well, and think well on the way to living well in the world beyond their nurturing school. Step is a good title for what we see. Strive might have been good, too. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be on vacation for the rest of the month and back on KCRW on September 1st.